Hello, I'm Dr. John White, Chief Medical Expert for Discovery Channel. We know that a ruptured aneurysm is life-threatening, but what about an unruptured aneurysm? These are aneurysms that are found by chance and are completely asymptomatic. It is important for patients diagnosed with an unruptured aneurysm to receive complete information, along with a thorough neurological evaluation from experienced neurosurgeons to discuss the likelihood of rupture, and based on that information, make a decision on how to proceed. Dr. Robert Friedlander of UPMC tells us about the factors that should be considered when counseling a patient diagnosed with an unruptured aneurysm.
The dangers of an unruptured aneurysm is that it might rupture, and that's the whole problem of it. Once it ruptures, about 50% of the people die within the first 30 days, so it's critical to try to detect aneurysms before they rupture and then to understand what you can do with them. Is that a lot of them are found by chance. For example, a patient has a headache, then they get an MRI, and the MRI shows an unruptured aneurysm, so for the most part, it's an incidental finding. What is key, once we meet a patient with a newly identified aneurysm, which is asymptomatic, it was found by chance, is to really understand the natural history. And what's key in the treatment is that if we're going to intervene on that aneurysm, the risk of the intervention has to be lower than the natural history. However, we don't understand the natural history perfectly. We don't know each patient. Are you the one that aneurysm is going to rupture, or is it the other person's aneurysm? It's 1% per year. So when a patient deals with numbers, we have to put it into context of risk of treatment. It's critical for the patients to understand the different options for the treatment of aneurysms. Aneurysms can be clipped or coiled. Clipping is an operation where we do a craniotomy, and using a microscope, we go down to the aneurysm, dissect the aneurysm, all the important branches, and then place a titanium clip along the neck of the aneurysm so it doesn't fill anymore, and then the aneurysm is cured. The other type of treatment is endovascular coiling, where endovascular radiologists or neurosurgeons go and treat the aneurysm from the inside. They place the catheter through the femoral artery, thread it all the way up to the origin of the aneurysm, place coils into it, and that could be cured as well. The key is understanding that there are some aneurysms that are better treated with clipping and some aneurysms that are better treated with coiling, and it's key for a patient to be at a center like UPMC where we're able to provide both treatment options for the patient. One of the keys in managing an aneurysm and minimizing the risk to the patient is that the whole team needs to have a level of expertise in management of the patient, from the anesthesiologist in the operating room, the angiographer performing the angiography, to the nurses, to the surgeon. It's a whole team approach, and here at UPMC, we're able to provide this 360 whole team approach in order to minimize complications and maximize the best outcomes.
Unruptured aneurysms can be treated in a variety of ways. The correct treatment plan would be easy if we knew which aneurysms would rupture, but we don't. Instead, neurosurgeons must consider a variety of factors, and after weighing the options and having meaningful discussion with the patient, develop a treatment plan best suited to meet patients' needs.